talking about all the stuff that has happened here in the last 24 hours in Chicago. You had the looting last night in downtown Chicago, which is making international headlines now. City of Chicago is seen not just domestically here in the United States, and in part for political purposes, but throughout the United throughout the world as an incredibly dangerous city. And those who say it is are right. And that's the unfortunate reality. And this is our city. And one of the business owners, one of the third generation business owner of one of the more internationally traveled restaurants in Chicago. When people come to Chicago from out of town or out of the country, they go to Gene and Giorgetti's, which is in the River North area of Chicago. It's been there since before they called it River North. They didn't call it that back then. And it was in Michelle Drapetti, who is the granddaughter of the founders of Gene and Giorgetti's, has had one hell of a year. You guys had a fire about 10 months ago. It destroyed part of your restaurant. You were able to rebuild that. Then during the civil unrest in May, you guys got hit. And then last night, somebody fired three gunshots through your iconic windows that on Franklin, you're right at Franklin and Illinois, and right there, those you could see. I came out, I looked at your store today earlier. You see those bullet holes in those windows. That tells the whole story, Michelle.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's funny that you were mentioning to the international perspective. I heard from family in Italy today, who typically don't reach out for issues. Like, I did not hear from them the last time we were looted, but this has definitely made news on an international level because they, first thing this morning, I heard from them. They were like, oh my God, this is terrible. What's happening? It's been quite a day. It's just sort of, you saw it. It just kind of leaves you with that. You don't really, I'm like, I'm numb. I don't really have a, you know?
Yeah, but I want to go back to something that, yeah, you and I talked about this morning when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
The need of Chicagoans to pull together here, because as you said to me, and I want you to repeat this from this perspective, mm-hmm, as a third generation business owner, your family has been in the United States, you know, for more than a century. They helped build a part of this city. We love the city. This is ours. And we need to make sure that we save this city. We can't just give up like other cities, like Detroit had to give up. There was nothing that they could possibly do, but there is such pride about being a Chicagoan. We cannot let this stand.
No, it is. It's, you know, this, the history of the city is intertwined in the history of my family and this restaurant. So for us, there is no separation. So when we say we love Chicago, it really means something very, very deep in my family. And we have such a deep-rooted, I've grown up on these, you know, on these streets outside of this restaurant. My dad was born in tenement housing next door. My whole family has been a part of the church across the street from the restaurant since they emigrated here. This is our city. This is where we built our lives. This is our sole livelihood. And it is just so sad and devastating and exasperating and exhausting what is happening. You can't even process it. It's just so much, and it never seems to end lately.
Right. Well, but it will, and it's going to take concerted effort by the politicians, by public officials, to look at this in a more dead-eyed way than we've been looking at it. And I do fully understand all of the social issues that we've had in Chicago. You and I grew up in this town. We understand how this works.
Yep.
But there are essential unfairnesses. But what we see now is if we give up the central business district, if any town gives up its central business district, that town falls into complete and utter disrepair, and it is almost unsavable. And that's what happened in Detroit. We are on the verge of that happening here in Chicago. We cannot let our city fall this way. We need to have public officials, faith leaders, business leaders, media leaders step up and say, we need to save this, and we need to address this issue. Because what we saw last night, Michelle Drapetti, and the people who put three bullets through your window and then tried to actually got into your business and tried to loot it last night, those are folks that have nothing to do. This is not about Black Lives Mattering. This is about just causing destruction.
Yeah, I think, you know, what needs to happen is people, and, you know, I'm not an expert on really anything, right? And we just try to do our best and run this restaurant to the best of our ability. And I can tell you, as a human being, what I'd like to see happen is those people that have been elected into those positions, who have been given that responsibility and have been handed that trust, come together and start having constructive conversations about how to make a difference that matters and allow people, all people, to feel safe in the city, people who are coming in to visit as tourists, people who are residents, people who want to live here, to feel safe and feel like they matter and their safety matters, and allow them to support the businesses that are here so that all of us can survive and all of us can flourish. I mean, it sounds a little bit naive, but I really believe that's really what needs to happen.
It's amazing to me, as again, we're having another weather alert here in a second.
Oh, yeah.
I know Kim's going to jump in here.
It's like end of days outside.
Yeah, it really is. This whole day has been one of the most...
Exactly. Bizarre.
Yeah. This day feels like a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping to wake up from it, although I know I'm not going to. I know that I'm going to sleep to it later tonight, and hope that when I wake up, it's not like exactly what I woke up to this morning.
We're literally boarding up the restaurant again as I'm talking to you. We're boarding up again.
Are you open tonight, or what are you going to do?
We are going to stay open until 6 p.m. So obviously a lot of people aren't comfortable coming in to dine. We understand that. But delivery takeout is still up and running till 6 p.m. And then tomorrow, 7 a.m., our coffee window on Illinois will be open, and we will be ready to go for the rest of the day, just like we were open all day today. My team did not want to, they were the ones that wanted to stay open today, and our customers came in and supported. We had a full turn at lunch, which is extraordinary. Every single one of them were familiar faces, and some new ones that just came in tears wanting to support. That meant the world. So we're going to keep fighting. Yeah. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep standing for our business in the city.
Right. And I think people have got to do that in mass. I mean, people have got to stand up. I did notice throughout, as lunch started to break, as I was coming down into the River North area today, just looking at the businesses that have been affected, including some that directly affect my family, I saw people sitting outside and trying to go on with a brave face in the face of this utter stupidity and human frailty disaster that occurred in downtown Chicago last night. And we're going to play at the top of the hour. I'm going to play for you right after the news the sounds of the city last night. Stay tuned for that. It is absolutely chilling, but it is also a reminder of how we need, as a community, to step up, stand up, and stop this before it takes us all down with it.
Michelle DiPetti, and stand together about it too. You know, stand together. That's the important thing.
Exactly, Michelle DiPetti from Gina and Giorgetti's. I'm sorry that again you guys have been hit at the rate that you have, and I know people will be seeing you on the news and all these other restaurants in that area that got hit last night.
We're not going anywhere. So I can't thank you enough for having me on today and for letting us share our story. We're here and we're going to defend our legacy and what we're so proud of here.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And good luck to you and your family. Coming up, as I just mentioned, after the top of the hour, I'm going to play for you what it sounded like on the scanners and on the streets. And even in the looting, we have audio of a looting in progress by those looting that we will play for you as well. It is absolutely chilling. And it puts into perspective how stupid and useless and senseless all of this is. This has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. This has nothing to do with George Floyd. This has nothing to do with that 20-year-old, according to police, who fired on police and then was shot in the shoulder, is going to recover from his injuries. He's being treated at University of Chicago Hospital. It has nothing to do with that either. We got news coming your way in 2 minutes.